Married at First Sight returns tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9, and one man got married last night. He was a groom on the show. His name's Mikey. He's a good mate of mine as well. Mikey, what are you doing?
Sorry, mate. It was the only groom last night. I think there were three girls. I was the only guy getting hitched. Mate, where do I start? I mean, me and you go way back in. You know me pretty well. Mate, why not? You know, why not? I thought... I've obviously been a bit unlucky in love. Relationships haven't worked out the way I wanted them to. And so when the opportunity arose, I just took it with both hands. And you saw last night, followed through with the wedding.
Yeah, and Mikey, you're a man. Do you know what one of my favourite quotes, I should have got it, was when you were like trying to play the good guy card and they're like, yeah, I don't rush into things. I'm not really a fast guy. I'm like, Mikey, you rush into things at 500 miles an hour all the time.
Mate, I was about to say, me and you have many a night. So you know me pretty well. And look, to be honest with you, I do rush into things at a million miles an hour. Like, I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky guy and I enjoy a good time. But the wedding did get the better of me. There's no doubt. When you've got your family there and everyone that means a lot to you, plus all these strangers, and try to build it up and build the suspense, they won, mate. I shat myself on the day.
Mate, you were sweating bullets, bro. What happened on the day? Because everyone, you looked so nervous. I'm like, Mikey's not a nervous guy. What was going on there?
Mate, I was packing heat. I just, look, we had a pretty big bucks a few nights before. So I was probably still sweating that out. And then...
You were still going.
Mate, I was still... I'll tell you what, by the end of the wedding, I don't know if you saw.
Oh,
mate,
bro.
I was
kind of sent
away there.
Mikey, they showed one clip where you're back in the bedroom with your new bride and there was one cutaways. Mikey's had a few there.
Yeah, mate, I had a few. Obviously, I was nervous. I was chucking them down to sort of just relax. But look, I'm not an awkward guy. You know that. You've spent much time with me. We go way back. So it wasn't so much that. It was just more the actual event, like the actual scenario of a random... marrying a random in front of your family when a lot of your mates think this is a joke and a lot of your family don't agree with you. And then she's a pretty overpowering, she looked like, I shouldn't say this, but, she looked like she was 35 coming up the aisle. I was like, geez, I've got my work cut out for me here.
Yeah, but you don't really discriminate. You like them young, you like them old, mate. 35's not too bad. I thought you were going to get stitched up, mate, but I reckon she was gorgeous.
You know, she is gorgeous. She looked stunning on the wedding day. I think that's just like, you know, when you think in your mind, you're like, yeah, they're going to partner with someone my age, someone that I can relate to. When I saw her, which she was only 25, 26, I was just taken back a bit. I was like, Jesus, I'm a bit out of my depth here. She was pretty intimidating. And it definitely shut me up, which is quite unusual, as you know.
Mate, you're like me. I couldn't date a ball breaker, and she definitely is one. So I reckon I'm predicting it. I don't know if you can say too much, but I reckon you guys are going to clash along the way, big time.
Mate, look, it's quite funny. I mean, a lot of the feedback, obviously, from last night is that, you know, I'm a bit of a Billy from the last season. Like, I'm going to get walked over. I'm just going to get absolutely eaten alive. And you know me pretty well. I'm not someone that's going to happen to. And also, you've got to remember, I'm 29. You're on national TV. I'm not going to go on there and beat my chest, you know, try to beat some alpha that, you know, you usually do when you're 21, 22 and you're insecure. Let the show take its course. There's going to be plenty of time for me to have my moment. And you wouldn't be wrong in saying that there's going to be a lot of clashing down the line.
Don't tell me you're one of the ones that swap partners. Is that you, Mikey?
No, just look, you'll have to wait and see. But yeah, look, you'd hope to think I wouldn't, but you know, this experiment is a crazy thing.
I can't wait to see what you do, bro. Can I ask one scene where when you were off chops in the bedroom, you looked at anyway, when they cut to the bedroom, you guys, I've always wondered this, and I've never asked any of the contestants, when the lights go out and the it's a bit weird that first of all the cameras are in the bedroom, so when you go to bed, do the cameras, the lights go out, they do their little shot, and then you just go in your own hotel, or do you genuinely sleep in the same bed as her?
Yeah, mate, like it is full on. Like the actual experiment, they try to make it as real as possible in terms of spending intimate time together. Not only does it add for the entertainment, but it makes it awkward and makes it real. But, mate, they didn't just stop with going to the bedroom, and I'm happy they didn't show this. Because we had a few to drink, we were quite loose. So I was actually in my undies, doing striptease before actually jumping in bed with her. As you know, that's more the Mikey as you know.
That's what I thought. I was like, where's that? Show that stuff.
Yeah, so that was definitely going on. And then I didn't know if they aired that or not. And it was all quite blurry. And she's like, do you remember what you were doing last night? You had the towel between your legs and all these things. But they didn't air that, thank God.
Did you guys end up, can you reveal what you did? Like, do you guys end up hooking up on your wedding night? Because that's what most couples do when they get married.
Yeah, like we do hook up behind the scenes. And that night, look, we didn't consummate the marriage. That comes maybe later.
Yep.
We'll just have to wait and see. But look, we did feel quite comfortable after that night. When you start off that awkward, you know, like doing a photo shoot, which just doesn't come natural to me, and with a stranger and all those things, then, it just sort of followed through, and it was a great experience in the end.
Well, Mikey, from Married at First Sight, as one of your mates, it's so good to see that you're still genuinely so in love with a bride, mate. I wish you all the best with your bride. We look forward to watching, and I reckon you'll be on the... we'll try and get you on the show a fair bit more as the show goes on. How's that sound?
Yeah, mate, it's always good talking to a mate, and it's always good to talk to someone that I go way back. But, yeah, look, the drama doesn't stop there, and I'll tell you a few things about the show. Mate, it just... Everyone's going, oh, my God, there's already so much drama. Let's just talk about a horse race. We've just got out of the gate. There's that much to go. There's that much to go on this story where even in a lot of the scenarios, mate, I'm cringing. I've got my hands over my face. But it's a good start for us. I'm looking forward to see how it all pans out.
Oh, I'm excited, Mikey, mate. We'll catch up and you can give me the real stories off air. How does that sound?
Oh, of course, I'll leave a few lines astray. No problem.
Have a good morning, bro. I'll speak to you soon.
See you, mate.
Mikey from Married at First Sight there. It returns tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9.